You got your pen, Gary?
Yeah.
To your ever-growing to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this concept, and we've got to make it a goal for 2019. Having a premium subscription to the podcast that records everything that's talked about during the break that's not broadcasted.
Oh, the show during the show
yes.
that's not on the show.
Yes. Okay. All kinds of interesting things about water and Mexico and plant crops and harvesting and hurricanes. It's just as entertaining for us during the break as it is for our listeners outside the break. I think a lot of them would enjoy hearing that. And because you would then have to pay for that content, you can't complain about what's broadcasted on it or what you listen to, because then you just stop paying for it and you stop getting the content. Where the live portion of the show that everyone can hear all the time, we can have to be a little choosy about what we say here and there.
Well, yeah, we have some laws we have to follow, but that's, you know, a couple of bucks.
Well, there's
bucks
no colorful language. It's just the politics and the water.
Well,
and
speak for yourself.
Well, politics could be colorful, if you know what I mean.
So we've got to wrap that up by the end of 2019, having the broadcast inside the broadcast subscription. You know, maybe it's 10 minutes of the break over the four-hour broadcast, all put together as a special additional subscription. What you missed, what you may have heard Rosie on the house, but here's what you missed during
Rosie
the break.
After dark.
Rosie after dark.
So let me ask this, and I ask all of our farmers this. What's your favorite lettuce recipe? What do you do with the food you produce? So many of our guys make it so, it's like me and crawfish. I love crawfish, but I've made it so much. Half the time I make it, I don't even eat it because I think I've eaten my lifetime supply of crawfish by this time.
Well, I'm not that picky, but I do always enjoy a good Caesar salad. Sometimes enjoy you go to a restaurant and they'll do that roasted heart of romaine, which is kind of unique.
I love that.
It's pretty interesting. Or a good old wedge. You know, you can coat it up with just about anything you'd like.
And blue cheese.
And it's all good for me. And roasted cauliflower is another great one. But, you know, you had Jan D'Autry on earlier, and just about everything she cooks is good and mouthwatering, so her recipes are the best.
And you know what's really popular right now amongst the real healthy folks is cauliflower rice. And don't laugh. It's actually really good.
Okay.
A little lemon juice, garlic.
Yeah. I have a friend that eats that all the time. And on Fill Your Plate, just to give our Arizona families a plug on that so they know, we can search by category, and you can literally just select salads. And we have dozens of salads on Fill Your Plate. I didn't want to pick like what my favorite one was, but if you go through there, you'll see a couple of our farmers that have a lot of vegetable recipes, and a lot of them are just fresh salads that are easy to put together and very nutritious and very fun to put together too.
And we won't go into it, but I don't want to avoid this. Otherwise, everyone's going to think we're trying to avoid it. But that recall of E. coli and romaine, none of that was out of Yuma?
Correct. That was actually not out of Yuma this year. So, but, you know, the recall is now over. So we're encouraging people, regardless, just eat your romaine. It's healthy for you. Like you said, John, a good Caesar salad.
Absolutely.
And I was looking at the Heartland video. It looked like you had four kids. Did I count that all right in the video?
We have, Alicia and I have three three beautiful children, and our partners also have three kids as well. So ourselves and our partners, the Englets, they had all their kids. So we had a whole gaggle of kids in there.
And that was a couple years ago. And at that time it was stated it's too early. They're too young to know if they're going to keep the farm going. How old are they now? Any indication we've got the next generation ready?
Well, they're at those ages where, you know, having to go out and work may not be their favoriteest thing in the world, but they do it nonetheless. So, and once they get into it, they enjoy it. So we'll give them another few years before they start having to pick and choose. But they all do have a keen interest in agriculture, whether it be doing their science fair projects out on the farm or working on the farm. Both all three of my kids have enjoyed their time working on the farm.
And we're going to bring in Steph Smallhouse, the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau, for the final word on this Saturday's broadcast. Steph, thanks for taking a few minutes to call in this morning.
Good morning, Romy. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the Farm Fresh Hour.
I've got
to John and Julie.
I've got your article from the paper today about water. I haven't had time to read it yet, but I'm anxious to see what y'all's perspective on that. You've joined us previously in what was that? Closing out November, we had a special hour on water. We joined you with. We'll give you the last word here.
Well, I always love to have the last word. I just wanted to call in and thank you for the Farm Fresh Hour and just talk a little bit about Arizona Farm Bureau in general real quickly, because you've got us on every month and some people might be wondering a little bit more about what we do. We're the largest general farm organization in Arizona, which means we represent everyone in every sector. You name the sector of agriculture, and we represent those folks from a grassroots type thing. Everything we do is based upon the wishes of our members at the county level. And so what we focus on is, you have John there today. He's our vice president, and we focus on advocating, communicating, and educating for our members. And we just love all of your listeners out there to take a look at us on the Internet. We're at www.azfb.org, and look at some of the work we're doing. You talk about Yuma today. And so in Yuma, we're advocating for them on labor issues, food safety, local production. And we communicate on your radio show once a month to our consumers about what's going on in agriculture. And we educate all ages about where food comes from and how it's produced. So we'd love to have more members. And anybody that wants to support the sustainability of Arizona's family farms and ranches should become a member of Arizona Farm Bureau, whether you're a grower or not.
Thank you, Steph.